Yeah, he had the list of all these names, and he just stopped and he said, "Now I just want to know if you know all of these." And of course, there were all of the older ones, every one I guess was dead. And I said, "Yeah, this one buried so and so, and this one somewhere." Then where all the others lived, he said, "Well, I reckon you do know them." I said, "Well, their mother died right across the street there from me." And I said, I guess I didn't know them for a good while. And so he said, "Well," said, "I just think that I'll try washing the book then, if y'all will promise to help me." Of course, he didn't know anybody here. Mm-hmm. And that just before Christmas, what year would it be, 65? He wrote me then and sent me the forms like he wanted them filled out. And a little bit about how to start getting all the information and to get somebody else to help me. So, anyway, I wrote him back then and I said, "Now this is right at Christmas time and I can't do a thing until after Christmas. But after Christmas, well, I'll make a start then to get all this information that I can for you." So we did a lot of writing and back and forth to him. He was from Texas, and then he had worked in Alabama and then went to the Tennessee up there on the...
In the northwest corner of Alabama, I think. Next to Tennessee, Lauderdale County, Alabama, but it's right next to Tennessee.
Well, anyway, though, that he then went to Provo, Utah, and was working out there for the Mormon school. I'd have to write him and find out more about what we wanted, and so of course I got several of the others in the family to help with this work. And that wasn't a very easy job, you see, to get them to answer. And whenever you write them, sometimes you'd have to write two or three times and all of this. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that I worked at it for about 2 years, pretty good. Mm-hmm. So they made about three trips, I guess it was back here. But so the time that we thought that we had pretty well gotten most of it together, when he and his wife and daughter came back, and he said, "Now we're going to stay at the motel." And I said, "Well, we won't get any work done like that." And so I had a big long table. He said, "We got to have a place for a typewriter." And I said, "I've got a table fit over there in that corner." And so his wife stayed over there with the typewriter, and I was over here then filling out whatever he wanted done. And he was on the telephone a good part of the time. We'd tell him some of the people that he could call and talk to. And of course, a good many of them would come in here to see him. And a lot of times at night, he'd just get tired and go on to bed.